Hello, Indigenous Earthlings. Here we are again, seven revolutions later, balancing into another Express Yourself. I'm Luke Messler. Well, before we get going, happy birthday, Katie N.K., 34 years young tomorrow. Thank you to a committed community of members and listeners. One station under us, indivisible, with liberty, justice, and joy for all. Happy birthday to you. Well, I don't know if 10 years qualifies as a tradition, but for a decade now, the Five Point Film Festival has enhanced our town's springtime with provocative ideas and beautiful films about everybody's favorite thing, the great outdoors. This year's Five Point Film Fest arrives next weekend, the 20th through the 23rd, and here to tell us about it are Eric Wardell, Five Point's creative director. Welcome, Eric.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Good to have you. We also have with us part of the team behind one of this year's featured films, Big Air Max, Rachel Mayoral. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having us on today.
You're so welcome. Danny Feria is here, too. Hi, Danny.
Hi. Good to be here.
We'll talk about your film, Big Air Max, in just a minute. But first, I want to get a sense of this year's festival from a newbie. Eric Wardell, brand new to the job. How do you like it so far?
A newbie indeed. So far, so good. My colleague Meg Lynch and I are new to the team this year, and we are jumping in fully, and things are going well. We're putting together a great festival, and fortunately for us, we have an amazing community behind us. Five Point's founder, Julie Kennedy, is involved. She's been helping us put together some programming, and we have an entire community of local businesses, filmmakers, outdoor enthusiasts, and just locals who love Five Point who have come together to help make this thing a reality in its 10th year. So being involved and being new this year is a good place to be.
I see one of the featured aspects of this year's festival is a sort of retrospective of 10 years of Five Point film.
Exactly. And so that's the best of the past year, the past 10 years. And Julie Kennedy, the founder, has actually curated that piece for us and that entire program. And so what she has done essentially is handpicked her favorite pieces from the past 10 years and put them all together in a program. And that is sure to be a very powerful and moving program this year.
Yes, indeed. I mean, I can't think of how many great films there have been. They're countless.
Countless. Absolutely.
Gosh, you must have spent a long time. Should we do this one? Should we do that one?
I know for a fact that was a big challenge for her to put that together because she has so many favorites, and there have been just so many powerful films over the years. So.
Well, one of the things I've always appreciated about Five Point is it's not just adventure porn. There is an aspect of that, right? There's a lot of really amazing adventure pieces, but you know, you guys are a lot more soulful than that.
Absolutely. And in the 10th year of Five Point, we're really trying to celebrate that the idea that adventure belongs to all. And it's not just for those going out on these crazy expeditions to climb never before climbed mountains or kayak never before rivers. Adventure can be relative. It's whatever adventure is to you, as long as you're out there pushing the boundaries of your comfort zone and just trying to live your own very best story, that's what adventure is. And that is what we're trying to celebrate at this 10th anniversary festival. And with that in mind, we're trying to bring more activities to the community that allow everybody here to come and be inspired to go out and live their best adventure.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Confluence?
Yeah, the Confluence.
Tell me about the Confluence. That's a new aspect.
So the Five Point Confluence is a new addition to the festival this year. It's never happened before, but what we're doing is taking 4th Street Plaza. So right there at the corner of 4th and Main, where we have that beautiful 4th Street Plaza Park, and turning that into a daytime activity center for the entire community. We're going to be hosting speaker series, all sorts of, you know, kind of street games and activities. We'll have a bar in there serving beer, and we'll be doing some beer tastings. And it's just going to be kind of fun for the whole family and the entire community all throughout the weekend. And the most important part about that is it's free. So even if you can't make it to the films, you can still get a shot of inspiration right there in the Confluence for free.
And some of the podcasts originating right there from the Confluence area, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we have podcasts happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday, we have Chris Calouse, who's a local, longtime local, doing the Norma cast live from the Confluence. Saturday, we have the Dirtbag Diaries. They're going to be there. They're going to be doing a really cool VR experience about this project that they did with Duct Tape Them Beer. About Bears Ears National Monument. So we'll be there on Saturday.
Oh, that's a timely subject.
Indeed. And then Sunday, one of our favorite podcasts, She Explores, is going to be there. And that is a podcast for outdoorsy women, and it's done by outdoorsy women. So, and it's all about just trying to inspire all the women out there in the world to get out in the outdoors and adventure.
Yeah, well, you know, the outdoors is an equal opportunity, shall I say, employer? No.
Provider. Yeah.
Provider.
There it is.
Yeah. And, you know, in fact, you're celebrating a 90-something-year-old woman who's been doing that all her life, Katie Lee.
Yeah. Yep. She is a firecracker, and she's going to be coming back to Five Point. She's been here before, and, man, we sure do love her and the message that she's bringing, standing up for our public lands and just trying to keep nature wild.
How about that? I see you have the Van Life Rally again. That's a good thing.
Van Life Rally is going to be happening again. We have over 30 different livable adventure rigs coming this year. So
30.
Yeah. So locals will be able to come and check that out and explore all those and get inspired to maybe create a adventure vehicle of their own. All shapes and sizes, kind of from the tiny toe behind teardrop all the way up to the totally kitted out sprinter and even a couple school buses. So,
well, I saw the picture in your program, which was in this morning's Glenwood Post Independent. Anyway, I had to laugh when I saw the sign, hippies use back door, no exception. So maybe that's why there are van life people, because of attitudes like that. Huh? And something else new this year, a really great art exhibition over at the Launchpad a week from tonight. Tell me about that one.
Absolutely. We are very excited about that collaboration with Carbondale Arts and the Launchpad. And that is going to be a art exposition entitled The Mountains Are Calling. And so we're bringing some local artists and some other artists from the outdoor sports community who are inspired by the outdoors and who have captured that in their art. And we'll be featuring that right there at the Launchpad on Friday night, starting at 4:30. And that event is open to the public and free for the public.
Mm-hmm. I see, too, that you're still doing the Dream Project, which is such an amazing program. Maybe some of our listeners don't know what the Dream Project is.
Yeah. So stepping into my new role here at Five Point, the Dream Project is one of the most inspiring things about this organization, hands down. And what we do, thanks to Timbers Resorts, who underwrites the Dream Project, we're able to provide grants to local high school students who want to get out there and live their dreams and might need a little bit of funding to do that. So what we do is ask students to apply to the Dream Project, and they submit an application and tell us all about their dreams. And fortunately, what we're able to do is we have a jury who comes together and picks the most inspiring and the most potentially impactful dreams. And then we fund these students to go out there into the world and live their dreams, typically giving them $1,500 grants. And this year we are going to be supporting 7 different high school students with grants. And we are also doing 1 micro grant for an 8th.
How about that? That's such a great program. And if people haven't checked out your website yet or the new program, read some of the capsule descriptions of these projects of these young people. Pretty impressive stuff.
Truly inspiring.
Well, speaking of young people, we have 2 young filmmakers with us here in the studio and their film project. Well, actually, first of all, you're part of the Isaacson School for New Media, aren't you?
Yes, correct. Well,
Danny Ferrio, welcome.
Thank you, Rachel
Mayoral. Thank you.
Thank you. We're excited to be here today.
Yeah. So your film, is it the first film that you guys have ever made?
Yeah, I would say it's our first. It was the first project that we really did that was outside of a school project. So we did it on our own. So in that aspect, yeah, it was our first.
And it's called Big Air Max. Tell me about Big Air Max.
So we we met this incredible young man named Max Grange, and we decided to tell his story about how just he overcomes his obstacles no matter what. So he's a spasmodic quadriplegic, if I said that right. Yeah, I think it did. But despite, you know, despite that, he doesn't let that hold him back from whatever he wants to accomplish. So he still does everything that he wants, what he likes to do. And he even like writes speeches and gives speeches in public places. And so we just wanted to come together and tell his story the way that it should be, and to kind of get this message out there that you should maybe rethink your perception of, you know, your own obstacles and overcome any obstacles that are in your way. And just because, you know, if something's holding you back, don't let that hold you back. Keep pursuing your goals and your dreams. So
very emotional story, huh, Rachel?
Yeah, it's been quite a journey. It's been a long couple of 2 months, but what a pleasure it has been, and a joy to get to know Max and his family and everybody that's kind of on his support team.
Huh. You know, I watched your trailer. It's online, and I have to admit to a few tears dripping out of my eyes. I wondered how it was for you as a filmmaker. Did you get choked up as you were talking to this guy and filming his story? Oh my God.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a few moments. We were spending quite a bit of time with him. I think at one point we were like on a 7-day shoot streak, just shooting every day with him. And you know, sometimes we would, you know, it was chaotic and we're trying to get this shot and this shot. And then every now and then you would just kind of stop for a moment and you just kind of, it would just kind of wash over you. And you'd just be like, wow, this kid, like this guy is so inspiring. And just, he has one of the greatest smiles I think I've ever seen in my whole life. And sometimes I would just kind of have to take a step back and just kind of stand there for a second and try to kind of pull myself back together, just to keep going on.
Yeah, I'll bet. You know, filming a story like that, I just think is difficult because it's so easy to fall into a cliche about it. Did you find that to be a challenge as you were doing the project, Danny?
For me personally, I don't think it was. I think if anything, it was, you know, trying to portray accurately what he goes through in his everyday life, as opposed to not trying to maybe. Like, we didn't want a pity film per se, if that's you know, lack of a better word for it. But, you know, we just kind of wanted to capture what his everyday life is. So maybe, I don't know, I never actually thought of that, you know, falling into the typical kind of film when it portrays to this kind of subject. So,
well, if you didn't think of it, then you probably didn't fall into that.
Yeah.
Well, I think we had a good structure. We knew what we wanted. Like he was saying, like we wanted people to feel empathy and not sympathy. Uh-huh. And yeah. So we just kept that in mind as we were filming and editing. And so we just went into the project with that mindset.
Now I understand that he will be in attendance at the showing of the film.
Yeah,
Sunday.
Yeah, he's super excited.
Is he? That's so cool. How about that? So has this project inspired you guys to carry on and do some more film projects too?
Rachel?
Some of us are graduating this semester, and so we're all kind of going our separate ways. But I think if we got the opportunity, we would definitely all work together again. We really enjoyed each other in the process.
Huh. Say a few words about the Isaacson School for New Media. I know that there's some really great work happening up there.
Yeah, it's been quite an experience to be able to be a part of the school. I love it up there. It's so different from traditional just kind of academic learning that sometimes I kind of forget that CMC offers at different programs because I get lost in the world of production. And I personally love it. I definitely want to pursue a career in any kind of production that I can get my hands on. And it's just, we have a lot of great instructors up there, or teachers that some of them prefer to be called teachers. I know Corby Anderson prefers to be called a teacher, not an instructor. So.
And what an opportunity, Rachel, to show your film at a festival like Five Point, and just the opportunity to meet other filmmakers and see all the amazing array of subjects and subject matter. Must be inspiring. Absolutely.
We are completely thrilled to have this opportunity. I think when we first found out, we all were just kind of like stunned. I mean, you could not wipe the smile off my face for a couple of days. We were just completely excited that they accepted our film and that Max's story is going to be able to be told to the community that's helped support him over the last, throughout his life.
Well, Rachel Mayoral, I want to thank you for coming down and speaking with us about your experience with your film. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
And Danny Feria, you too.
Thank you for having us.
And Eric Wardell, welcome to Five Point Film. And Carbondale, thanks for telling us a little bit about this year's festival.
Yeah, thank you, Luke. Really appreciate it.